FNC's Carlson, Russia hoax was a diversion. America's elite working on behalf of China. By Jeff Poor on December 8, 2020. On Monday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, host Tucker Carlson explained how throughout the 1990s and well into the 2000s, America's political elite were working on behalf of China. He's citing Di Dongsheng, a Beijing University professor, who outlined how President Donald Trump was an impediment to Chinese interests in the United States. Transcript as follows. Today is the anniversary of the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. Thousands of Americans died. That was the day that we entered the Second World War. It seems like a good time to consider the threats this country faces now, 79 years later. At the top of the list of threats, anyone in Washington will tell you it has, is Russia. Russia has penetrated our government. Russia threatens our democracy. Russia works tirelessly to subvert our economy and our way of life. Since the day Donald Trump was elected in 2016, they have told us this. They are endlessly complex, serialized collusion hoax dominated our public conversation for years. Of course, it was a lie and we're all aware of that. Russia never had the power or the money to control our government, and there's no evidence they even tried. But that doesn't mean, and this is the key, that there was no collusion. In fact, there was collusion. Top leaders in American government and business have been compromised by a foreign power that seeks to undermine our country and our democratic system. It turns out that many of the very people who ranted so hysterically about Russia were even as they were doing it. Even as they were yelling about Vladimir Putin. In fact, they were doing precisely what they claimed to decry. They were working on behalf of a foreign power. Our chief global rival, the government of China. The Russia hoax effectively was a diversion. It hits something that is not a hoax at all, but it is real and threatening to all of us. We're going to spend the foreseeable future reporting on the relationship between America's political and financial elites and the communist government of China that has made many of them very rich. But we want to start tonight with evidence, with a remarkable video. This video was recorded a little over a week ago on November 28th. The man you're about to see speak is a professor from Beijing called Di Dongsheng. The video comes from an appearance that he made on a Chinese television show about Wall Street and international trade. Di Dongsheng works at Renmin University in Beijing. He is also, like so many in academia in China, a servant of his country's government. This video was deleted from Chinese social media soon after being uploaded. And there is a reason for that, as you'll see. Begin video clip. Di Dongsheng, Professor, Renmin University. TXT, the Trump administration is in a trade war with us. So why can't we fix the Trump administration? Why between 1992 and 2016 did China and US used to be able to settle all kinds of issues? No matter what kind of crises we encountered, be it the Yinhe incident, the bombing of the embassy or the crashing of the plane. Things were resolved in no time, like, a couple. Do with their quarrels starting at the bedhead and ending at the bed end. We fixed everything in 2 months. What is reason? I am going to throw out something maybe a little bit explosive here. It's just because we have people at the top. At the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence, we have our old friends. End video clip. Carlson, there's a lot of garbage floating around on the internet right now, a lot of fake things. That video is real and those subtitles are accurate. We checked today with two different Chinese speakers and confirmed that. What he just said, what you just read on the screen tells the story. This is as close to a smoking gun as we have ever seen. Quote, we have people at the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence. According to the man who just saw that has been true for decades. So who are these people? And how many of them work in our media and in our government? Well, he didn't say precisely. At one point in the video he described a Chinese agent working as a vice president at a quote, a top Wall Street financial institution. I can't say more, he explained without making political trouble. Di Dongsheng did tell his audience that one agent, in particular, was especially useful. He goes on at some length about her. He describes her as an American who's lived abroad for many years, who is now a Chinese citizen, and this seems to baffle him a little bit. The Chinese government doesn't allow dual citizenship. Why would anyone? Di Dongsheng seems pleased that the US government is foolish enough to allow it. He explains that this American agent who lives at least part of the year in Beijing, helped the Chinese government with a propaganda operation in the city of Washington in 2015. And he goes on to describe that in some detail. The Obama administration was easy to manipulate, he suggests. They helped. The Chinese had many friends among the Obama people. The problem came when Donald Trump was elected. After that, he says, everything changed. Begin video clip. Dongxi, TXT, for the past 30 years, 40 years, we have been utilizing the core power of the United States. As I said before, since the 1970s, Wall Street had a very strong influence on the domestic affairs of the United States, so we had a channel to rely on. But the problem is that after 2008, the status of Wall Street has declined, and more importantly, after 2016, Wall Street can't fix Trump. Why? Trump had a previous soft default issue with Wall Street. So there was a conflict between them, but I won't go into the details. So during the US-China trade war, they, Wall Street, tried to help, and I know that, my friends on the US side told me that they tried to help, but they couldn't do much. End video clip. Carlson, since the 1970s, he said, and he's an economics professor. You should know, Wall Street has had enormous influence over the way the United States government operates over American policy. The Chinese government, he says, has enormous influence on Wall Street, and that arrangement worked very well for a long time. Then Donald Trump unexpectedly was elected in 2016 and Wall Street was infuriated. Wall Street can't fix Trump, he said, but they tried. And this solves the mystery. If you're wondering why our political class has stood by and allowed the Chinese government to degrade this country and our way of life, why they stood by is the Chinese government has flooded the United States with deadly opioids that have killed hundreds of thousands of people. Or have stood by as the Chinese government ripped off billions in intellectual property from our companies. There's your answer. Earlier this year, the chairman of Harvard's chemistry department was arrested for taking $50,000 a month from the Communist Party of China in return for sending secrets and referring top scientists to Beijing. It barely rated as a scandal, you may not even be aware it happened. Why? Because so many are on the take and effect. Donald Trump was an impediment to this very lucrative arrangement. And for that reason, Di Dongsheng explains in the video, America's most powerful elites, and he calls them that, got to work on electing a new president. Again, read the words at the bottom of your screen as he speaks. Begin video clip. Dongsheng, TXT, but now, we're seeing Biden was elected. The traditional elite, the political elite, the establishment. They're very close to Wall Street, so you see that, right? Trump has been saying that Biden's son has some sort of global foundation. Have you noticed that? Who helped him, Biden's son, build the foundation? Got it? There are a lot of deals in all these. Then, so, at such a time, we use an appropriate way to express some goodwill. End video clip. Carlson, Donald Trump, he notes, because the Chinese do pay close attention to what we say here. Donald Trump has complained about Hunter Biden and his ties to the Chinese government. Those are real, he just confirms. So now you know why you weren't allowed to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. Why big business aligned as one, the tech companies and the rest to suppress that story because they were implicated in it. Back in October, we interviewed a man called Tony Bobulinski. We interviewed him because no one else would. Tony Bobulinski was a business partner of the Bidens. Here's what he told us about China. Begin video clip. Tony Bobulinski, former business affiliate of Hunter Biden. And in a document that you guys have, and I think it's been provided to, you know, to the world, the Chinese reference that because of their trust in the Biden family, that Chairman Yi and Director Zhang are excited about moving forward in this. And in that document, they reference loaning $5 million to the BD family. Carlson, right. Bobulinski, the BD family is the Biden family. Carlson, what are the implications of this going forward? If Joe Biden is elected president, which could very well happen, how does this constrain his ability to deal with China? Bobulinski, are you asking for my personal opinion? Carlson, I am. I am asking for your opinion as someone who has worked with the Chinese. Bobulinski, so I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised. End video clip. Carlson, I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised with China. Looks like he was right about that. And it looks like the Bidens are far from the only ones who have been compromised. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.